Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I hope you guys have enjoyed walking through James. Today, we're going to look at James 1. We're going to look at verses 16 through 18. And James continues his discourse on temptation and what that looks like. If you remember last time we were in James, we discussed where temptation leads, right? And where temptation comes from. Temptation doesn't come from God, but from our own desires. And where it leads is a path we do not want to go down, right? It leads to death. And I love where James goes from here. Because I just looking at these through the light of temptation and looking at these verses, it's amazing how when we read scripture, how God just breathes through it. You know, there's someone once said that the Bible is the only book that when you sit down to read it, the author sits down with you. And I feel like there's times where God just points something out like, oh, look at this. This is cool, right? And it's like, I've read that passage 100 times and I've never seen that. And today was kind of like that for me. But before we dive into it, let's go ahead and let's pray and ask God to join us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I thank you so much for your word. God, I thank you that we live in a country where we can hear your word, God, where we can speak your word. I just pray that you'd bless this time. I thank you that we can meet here daily in the morning and just study your word to start off our day. God, I thank you for that. I pray that you'd go before us, and I pray that you would just speak through your word. God, you are amazing. We pray these things in your name. And everyone said, amen. All right. So, we're going to pick it up today. We're going to look at James 16 through 18. So sorry, James 1, verses 16 through 18. We've been in James a while and we still haven't left the first chapter, but man, is it full of good stuff. So we will look at James 1, verses 16. Let's read it and then we'll dive in. So verse 16, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Okay, so he's talking about temptation. In the verses prior, he said, in 15 it says, right, when that desire, when that temptation is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and then sin brings forth death. And then 16 he says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. So if we're looking that through the lens of temptation, as James has been talking, what does he not want us to be deceived by? What does he want us to stay straight from? And then I love it in verse 17. He talks about every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, right? So when it comes to temptation, temptation will promise us things that it cannot fulfill, right? So temptation will promise to fulfill our desires and do all of these things. But in the end, the only thing that temptation can fulfill for us is sin. And the only thing that sin fulfills for us is death. So we cannot be deceived by the temptation, right? Because when we're looking, it's like, oh man, that temptation looks good. Whatever it is, right? Oh, that looks good. I think it's going to promise all these good things. But James warns, do not be deceived by that. Because that temptation cannot give you what it's promising. It is not what it looks like, right? It leads us down a path that we don't want to go, right? It takes us further than we want to go, not towards God. And then he reminds us about who God is in verse 17, right? And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning, right? James reminds us that although we may be sinful and a lot of times fall into those temptations, God is not, right? He is the Father of light. And there is no variation in God, no shadow of turning. He doesn't change his mind. He has it set, right? And I love that because what it reminds me of, it brings me back that just thinking of every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. It reminds me of a scripture in Matthew 7, right? Jesus is talking and he says, in Matthew 7:11, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?" And it's just a cool picture because everything that we need, every good and perfect gift, comes from God. This world can offer us nothing of what we need, right? Only God, and through his son Jesus, can offer us that perfect gift, can offer us that salvation that will bring us out of the pits of hell and into his glorious kingdom, right? Only God can give us those gifts, and as well as the things that we need to walk this path that he has us on, right? Because the path is wide that leads to destruction, but the path that leads to salvation is narrow. And only God can show us that path. Only God can give us what we need to make it through, because that path isn't easy. The Bible says that, right? It will not be easy, but we are more than conquerors through Christ, because Christ has come before us. He has conquered it. He lived a perfect life so that we can follow that, right? None of us will be perfect. We're all human except for Christ. And Christ was human too, but he was a sinless human, where we are not. But our goal in this life is to become more like Christ, is to walk this path and not to be deceived by the temptations that we'll see on the right or the left, but keep our eyes focused, right? But the cool thing is, even when we're deceived, when we turn our eyes back to God and we ask for forgiveness and we repent and of the sin that we've committed, God's right there, and he's ready to walk beside us along this path. And I just love how James words this, because remember, what I want you to remember today is where our good and perfect gifts come from. It's not going to come from that temptation. It's not going to come from a bottle or what you might see on a TV screen or our phone screens, right? It's not going to come from those temptations that this world wants to draw us into, that our own desires, as James admits, right? Our own desires are like, ooh, that looks good, but it leads to death. So don't be deceived by that temptation. Remember who our Father is. Remember that he is perfectly capable of supplying us with all our needs, and he's the only one that can give us every good and perfect gift. So, as we walk this path, my challenge for you this week is, as those temptations come up, remember where our focus needs to be. Our focus shouldn't be drawn into those things. Like I've said before, temptation is like a bird flying over our head. We can't stop it from doing that, but we can stop it from building a nest in our hair. In other words, those ideas might fly through our brain, but we can stop from focusing on those and thinking through them, right? And making sure that that's where our focus is, because that's when we get drawn away. But if our focus is on Christ through those times, he will always give us that door so that we can endure the temptation. So look for that door, focus on God, and remember that that is where your good, your perfect gift will come from, in God's timing, for his glory. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.